Gentlemen from around the world in the chat room and also on the phone, welcome to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. We are so glad that you're joining and supporting the show. Don't forget, we are here also every Monday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Remember, your destiny can change. Career, romance, what is it? Now that it's almost nuts, wintertime, career, romance, finance, relationship, jobs, moving, we cover it all. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities, and what you do with the information is up to you. Now, we have daily psychic readings Monday through Friday at the website www.theessenceofsuccess.net from 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. We do not work on the weekends, period. If you're not ready to schedule a reading, we'll at least go to the website and subscribe. We'd really appreciate that. Now, the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. Let me bring in my co-host, Miss Nina.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Linus. Welcome to the show. I hope you're all having a wonderful day.
Okay. Any birthdays?
Oh, yeah. Today I have, what, four friends' birthdays today? My friend,
okay.
High school friend, from junior high to high school till now, Linda. Birthday. She turned 65 today. Happy birthday to you today. Hope you're having a wonderful day. Happy birthday to Michelle. Oh, soon you'll be heading back east to spend Christmas with your family. And happy, very happy birthday to my friend Jessica. I hope you are enjoying.
All right. Happy birthday. I've got birthdays coming up this week, too. Happy birthday to my sister-in-law, Shirley. Happy birthday to Bernard Moore, and I think that's it. Excuse me. Uh-oh, getting a coughing spell.
Don't do that.
Oh, God, okay. Yeah, I haven't been too long. I had a cup of coffee and some water. Okay, what else? I guess that's it. I'll say a prayer, and we'll start the show. How's that? Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it, our will be done. Okay, well, we are going to begin early. And I just want to preface this with Nina said. I hope everyone had a good week and things are getting better. Hey, I do have good news. Y'all, Mercury retrograde ends on Thursday. Yay! So that's good news. Okay, our first caller is area code 229. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hey, Miss Lena and Miss Nina. This is Melvin.
Hi,
well, welcome to the show. Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Yes. I just wanted to ask. My daughter. You know, we started to build a rekindle our relationship, and now she have had surgery and she's home, and but it done went sour. It's like I tried to reach out like to her for like, you know, what time the surgery's gonna be and this and that, and we didn't even spend time together Thanksgiving. But I just want to know what's going on with her. Why we can't stay connected? She asked me for money, and I loaned her money the first time, but then she come back with another big amount, and I said no. So, and now we just texting each other passive negative words.
Well, I would stop the texting if it's just negative words. If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all is what I go by. The angels are telling me that she was just using you, and it's time that you back off and let her come to you, hopefully with a normal daughter love in her heart. Right now, she has got a lot of negative surrounding her. Maybe it's time you just let things go. And wait and see what happens, Melvin.
Okay. Wow.
I'm just telling you, there's always a Christmas miracle, and I'm praying that you get one of them. I'm praying for myself
as well.
Well, I do too, Melvin, so I know how you're feeling. You pray for me, and I'll pray for you, okay?
Okay, that's
oh,
great.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
That's sweet.
So, with the exchange of the gift of prayer, that both of us may get a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, I did tell her in the last text, you know, may God be with you. And I still told her I love her, but I just don't like her action. The words that come out of her mouth is disrespectful for your father. And she didn't curse or anything, but it's just disrespectful when your child look at you in a different negative way, and you always been there for them, and you're not a deadbeat father, and you been in their life, and it's like, you know, they make me feel like, you know, I've been gone for 100 years and now popping up, but I always been there. I even had custody of my 3 sons, and they all gather up. Yeah.
Melvin, I'm just going to say to you, it's not you. The angels are telling me it's not you, Melvin. This is a problem he has. It's not your problem. So just sit back and wait and see what she's going to do next.
Okay.
I don't know what else to. The angels are actually telling me that, and I don't know, as a mother myself, who's disconnected from her children, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for me. There's nothing more we can do.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, it's breaking my heart, and I know it's breaking yours, too, but just be positive and know. Just be positive and know that prayer, it's so strong and so meaningful, and good things only happen when you pray. So keep that up and know that I'm praying for you as well.
Okay, thank you, Miss Nina.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Melvin.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you for calling, Melvin, and have a good week. Keep in touch with us.
Okay. You have any comments on that, Ms. Lennis?
No, I'm in total agreement with
Okay. Yeah. I went to your website. I was trying to seek it out. Talk to you offline, but I don't know where to submit a payment at on there. I don't know. I tried it, but I'll go back and try again because I need to talk. It's more than one question, and it's more than one thing going on with me, and I really need help.
Okay, Melvin, how about you hang up and call again? Hang up and call again, and we will we'll get a hold of you. We'll answer your question because we don't have that many people in the queue right now. So if you hang up and call again, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I'm back. I don't know what happened. I went to click on Melvin's call, and it just booted me right out, Nina.
Well, I've got strange things coming up on my screen as well. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Me either. And it said, end the show. And I was like, hell no, I don't want to end the show. What is this? We just started. I don't know. Okay, well, if something happens, we'll just let everybody know now. It's not Nina and I. It's something within Blog Talk Radio system, because we're not doing anything but just, you know, reaching out, trying to help you guys. But if we get cut off, all of a sudden everything goes dead, trust me, it's not us. It's BTR. Okay, going on. Let's continue. Area code 267, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Donna. I'm from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Donna. How are you doing today, young lady?
Hi. Not too good. I had spoke with you before about the person I had a relationship with for 8 years, Oregon. We were supposed to move to the mountains. Last May, we went to Atlantic City for overnight, and I didn't hear from him for a month. And when I went to his apartment, his neighbor said he moved out, and a woman with an accent helped him move out. And then I just found out 2 weeks ago, I think that's what I was, that he had moved in with, he told me he had moved in with a woman. And I just want to see if you just have any insight on that. I told him today, he called me because he comes once a month for his Army duty. And when he called me this time, I said, no. I
Good
said,
for you.
I am not coming to meet you. I said, no, but I'm devastated.
Yeah, I can understand that. You're hurt. You're hurt, and he should have been man enough to come to you and talk to you as a grown woman. He's a grown man, and if he had feelings for another direction, he should have at least come and told you something that is not working out, and, you know, I'm just going to go my way and let you go your way. But for you to find out here that he's with another woman, that's chicken shit, you know. If you don't like me anymore, then say that. Don't play me for a fool.
But the thing is, he was still seeing me, and he still continues to call me. I don't really love her. I love you. That doesn't. I'm not going to be a part of that. You know. I know. I just got to move on. I don't know why. I just wanted to know if you had any insight on because he did have another job. He quit his job. He was doing something shady. He was driving a truck back and forth or something. Yes.
Donna, you need to kick him to the curb. I know your heart is aching, but you need to get
over
him.
Oh, I did. I did. That's the thing. I did. I just don't understand why he continues to, you know, to call once a month. But
what?
I, even though.
Wait. Donna, stop. Wait. He wants his cake and eat it too. He can't have both. You've got to stop. Stop taking his calls. Block him if you need to.
That's the next step. Block him. I mean, I'm doing everything right, you know, but now I'm going to block him, you know.
Okay. So do that.
Do you see if she was a woman from another country that he brought over?
I'm not seeing.
Let's put it like this. It doesn't matter about her. What matters is about you and how you've been treated by this man. She has nothing to do with what's between you and him. It's how he treated you. So,
right.
I, you know, just like Nina said, I said no and stop is what I wrote down, no and stop, because you're better than that. You know, yes, you're hurt, you're bitter, you're angry, you want to cry. And me and Miss Nina understand that, but we also understand self-preservation is number one. You love you more than that, than to be hurt like that. You know, it's like it's either me or you. So it's not going to be him because he's trying to play both sides of the street and thinks it's
right.
Slick, but he's not slick, you know.
It isn't like one to provide and one to satisfy. Somebody's going to get hurt. So for you to back out and told him no, that's good. Like Nina said, block his number. Don't allow that man back in your life. You're better than that, Donna. I mean, I realize you care for this man and you loved him, but you are still, look at yourself. You're better than that. You are better than that. You're not in this world to be hurt. You're in this world to be loved and have purpose. So when things like this come along, it's like, you know what? That's not even me. That's not how I love me. I love me with the understanding and respect, which I expect from the next person, right, whoever the gentleman may be. But Arjun ain't it. Yep.
No. Yeah, it's time to move on. Far better off. Once your heart heals a little bit, you'll be far better off when you do move on.
Yes.
Because I see good things I see very good things happening for you, Donna. So God bless you. Have a great week. And call us and let us know how you're doing.
Okay,
please.
Thank you so much.
You're
okay.
welcome, Donna.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Next caller is area code 336. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Karen.
Hi, okay. Sharon. How are you?
I'm good. It's Karen.
Oh, Karen.
Karen,
I'm sorry.
They sound alike. It's an easy mistake. I would like to know what you feel about my job. Is it going to even out? Am I going to be able to, stick with it?
Feeling water. Is there a supervisor that you're having a problem with? A male and possibly a female?
Yes.
Okay. The male is just trying to boost his ego, so I can tell you where that's coming from. The female, I don't understand. I see jealousy, but I also see that she likes you as a person, so I don't know. It's like contradictory with her. Does she go with the flow or is she sincere in her feelings? You know, maybe a little hint of jealousy could be there too.
Okay, that's an aspect I had not considered.
I don't see you leaving the job, but I see you getting an understanding with her and this guy. He's kind of ego-driven. What are you picking up, Miss Nina? Heather. Heather.
Yeah, Heather's in the chat room. Heather's nodding. I see you doing all okay with the job. Once everything levels out as far as, it's basically emotions that is going on currently. And once this woman gets over her little bit of jealousy, things will go very smoothly for you because between the two of you, you're able to calm the gentleman down that's been bugging you. So, yeah, stick with it. You'll do well.
Okay, great. That's awesome.
All right.
She's actually retiring, and she's actually retiring at the end of the month, and I think she's having some difficulty with that, just like what does she do next, And it's causing some emotional upset on her part. So everything you've said really makes sense to me, and I appreciate it.
Okay. You're most welcome. And, Karen, please be careful around that guy. Like I said, he's ego-driven. And people with egos that are driven, they can be nasty sometimes. So nasty to themselves as well as other people. So just, be careful around him. Watch what you say and do.
Yeah, he's actually the new owner.
Watch what you say and do.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right, Karen.
Thanks.
Have a beautiful week,
thank
and thanks for calling. Yes, ma'am. You're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914. Be sure and push 1 to get in the queue. Okay. Next caller, area code 229. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Okay, ask
yes.
the second question.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you all so much for that, honestly. My question is that I have filed an appeal for my Social Security benefits. I am receiving the monthly check, but it's not to my standards. It should have been more than that. But I filed an appeal because I haven't received my back pay, and I do have an attorney, and I just wanted to know what you all see as far as me getting an increase each month and plus receiving my back pay for Social Security.
Back pay is coming in February is what I'm picking up. It will be towards the end of the month.
I was going to say the end of January. Okay, we're on the same page,
yeah.
Nina. So it's right there,
yeah.
The end of January to 1st of February, because I was going to say that. I was waiting, you know, for you. So, yep,
okay.
At the beginning of the year. Go ahead.
And as far as getting an increase, Melvin, there's going to be a fight about that, and I don't think it's going to be much.
Well, like a couple of hundred?
No, not even that much. Lennis, what are you picking up?
Ma'am?
No. You know, it might be $50 to $100 added. That's it. That's what I see. Maybe $50 more to $100 more.
What about the lump back pay? How much would you think I'll receive?
Well, whatever you're owed.
Yeah, because they said it was going to go back all the way to 2006. Now, my attorney says it's going to be like 2012. So,
yeah, they can
the
only
people
go
at
back
the Social
5 years.
Security office.
Melvin, they can only go back 5 years.
Okay.
I see five, and I believe it. They can only go back 5 years to give you that. So I don't think you're going to be getting any more. And with all the restraints and stuff your lovely president has put on everything, I can't see it being more than 5 years.
About how much that, you know?
Pardon me?
If they go back 5 years, how much do you all see that would be?
Well, Melvin, it's whatever you're getting now times 5 years.
Oh, that's how it works. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Just multiply that times five, and that will be your lump sum. That's what you'll get from 20. He's right, or Nina's right too, but he's right. 2012, 2013 will be as far as 2012 is pushing it, but that'll be as far back as they'll go.
Okay. That maybe 6,000. Back pay or something like that, I believe.
Well, it depends on what you get. What are you getting a month? It depends what you're getting a month. Times that by 12, and then times that by 5.
Times that by 12, and times it by 5.
Yeah.
Right. Because
okay.
12 would be what
okay.
you would receive every month. So you want to multiply that out to 12 months, and then after you get the 12 months, then multiply that times 5 years. And that will be your amount.
Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
And that's,
thank you.
That's me telling you. That's not my guides or my angels telling you. That's me telling you. So if it's wrong, I apologize. I'm a Canadian, and I don't know American laws, but I believe they can only go back 5 years.
Okay. Well, that's
okay.
A pretty good look. Yes, ma'am. Thank you all so much.
You're welcome, Melvin. Continue to
all
check
right.
in with
yeah.
us. Let us know how you're doing, too, brother.
I will. God bless you all. I love you all. I mean it.
God
Thank
bless
you.
You, too. Have a Merry Christmas,
yeah.
sir. Okay, next call. Area code 551. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha.
Spell it. Oh, Tasha.
T-A.
Okay.
Yeah, you said
I got
Lennis
it.
Says. Belly. Hey,
yeah. What you
How
up
you
to today, woman?
Nothing. I wanted to know, do you see any big improvement in my romantic life?
Mm. I see a headstrong man, but I'm not getting a visual what he looks like. I just hear headstrong.
And all I'm picking
show me
up
what
is
he looks like.
The angels are jumping up and down, and they're going busy, 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 and I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Are you busy?
I wish I was busy. No,
okay.
I've just been sitting still a lot.
Well, maybe that's why you're not finding anybody. Get off your rear, girlfriend, and get out. You can't.
Well, maybe what you saw busy, busy, Nina, should be so busy that dating will not be a priority with her because she'll be doing other things. Is that possible?
Well, maybe, but you know, Sasha, you need to get up off. Get off, go outside. Go outside and meet people. If you sit there, Mr. Wright won't ring the doorbell.
Well, I talked to this guy right now, and I was actually considering on Friday of not talking to him anymore, and I want to know, what do you get from me and him, I guess? Because it's considered dating, so that might be the headstrong guy. But I'm thinking that it might be time to go.
Have you ever gone on a date with him or even met him in person?
Yeah. Plenty of times. We went on one date, and we usually like hang out and stuff, but I would like to see a little more from this person.
Okay, what's his first name?
Dave.
Yeah, if you continue the relationship with him, you're settling for second best. I think it's time to end that relationship and move on.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay? Yes. Okay. Because he keeps trying to really push this intimate thing. And
well,
I feel like
what did I just say? Whoa. What did I just say to you?
Mm-hmm.
What did I just say to you? It's time to end this relationship and move on. So if he is pushing the intimacy thing, if you've moved on, it isn't a problem.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Saturday night just came out, Lannis.
I'm back. I got kicked out. But anyway, so I didn't hear everything.
I told you to move on. Move on. Don't worry about what he wants to do and what he doesn't want to do. It doesn't matter anymore, because if you settle for him, you're settling for second best.
Okay.
Okay? So time to
okay.
move on, love. Have a great week. God bless you. And phone us back and let us know how you're doing with your new boyfriend.
Ooh, I can't wait. I can't wait to tell you whatever he comes through.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, love. Have a great week.
All right.
Okay. Area code 850. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
This is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
I'm sorry.
Amy.
Hey. Amy. A-M-Y. Amy.
Amy. Okay. Hi, Amy. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific.
Good.
My question is just my situation with financial stuff and relationships is really just what I want to know about. What do you see? Any changes, anything like that?
What's your priority, financial or relationship? So we can.
Well, let's just go with a relationship. I'm sorry.
Relationship, okay. Amy, are you seeing anyone right now?
No.
Or interested in anybody right now?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Who's this overweight lover? I'm thinking of, what's that, oh, God, the entertainer, he died. Heavy D. I see a guy, he favors Heavy D, but the overweight lover, he is a little overweight. Precarious individual.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, he's a big man. But he's tall, but he's a big man.
Lennis, that's Santa Claus.
Is Santa Claus? All right.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean, Santa Claus. That's what you're seeing in Santa Claus. Maybe that's good news.
He's a little girthy, yeah.
I wouldn't know who that would be.
That's the only thing that I'm seeing is this one gentleman. And I keep hearing this song, Overweight Lover, Heavy D, Overweight Lover, Heavy D. I keep hearing that. So that's why I say he must remind you of Heavy D. Heavy D wasn't that, I mean, he might have been overweight, but he wasn't an obese person. He looked okay.
No, I remember Heavy D.
Yeah,
I remember Heavy D. My ex kind of favored him a little bit as far as, you know, for a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because Heavy D looked all right to me. I mean, he might have been a little heavy, but
yeah,
he was,
I mean,
you know, he's okay. But I keep getting that. Is that your ex coming back into the picture since he favors him? Because it keeps singing the song over and over in my head. Is he trying to get back in touch with you?
He has to stay in touch with me because we have a kid together. But he's with somebody else right now.
Okay.
We've been separated a year and a half.
Okay. Well, it must be somebody that's similar to him that's getting ready to come into your life. Yeah, that's all I'm picking up. Miss Nina?
Yeah, I'm not picking up much other than they keep saying December 24th.
Ooh.
Wow.
Maybe it is Santa Claus. I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Okay, shall we go with money under my tree? That would be awesome.
Nina said the 24th, so I figure I'm saying Santa Claus, but evidently somebody is coming that's going to be a nice Christmas gift for you.
I would go for it right about now.
Now, I'm not talking about money. I mean, as a person sharing their love with you.
I understand what you mean. The ex has just been calling me lately about his job situation and stuff like that, which I find it weird. It's something he can usually text me because he doesn't call me. So he spent 20 minutes on the phone with me the other day, which I thought was really weird. So.
Oh, well, who knows? But December 24th, be on the lookout. And, have a great week.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yeah, have a good Christmas. I'm curious. Please call us afterwards because I want to know who it is.
Okay, I will.
All right, Amy. Thanks for calling, and you have a wonderful week there, young lady. All righty. Okay, now we're back up at the top. Area code 727, you're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. This is Shante.
This Shante. Is Sandra?
Yeah, Shante.
Oh, Shante. Okay.
Yes,
how are you doing, Shante? Welcome to the show, young
lady. I'm concerned about finances. I'm going through two court cases, child support. And I'm trying to see if these fellas going to pay.
Oh,
yeah,
one definitely is. What did you get, Nina? I got one was definitely going to come forward.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you're going to win one for sure.
Okay.
And mostly
is that
they have
soon?
No choice.
Is that soon?
It depends on what you mean by soon. I'm picking up the number 3. Now, I don't know whether that's 3 months or 3 weeks.
Okay. One has to pay me $1,000 by the 15th of December.
Okay.
And on the third, one has to go to court. So I don't know which one's going to come, December 3rd.
Oh, maybe that's what it is, December 3rd. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, three. Okay. Yeah, because she saw three. Yeah, I would take it as December 3rd. Yep.
Okay.
Well, there's your answer on that one.
That was quick. Thank you, ladies. I just wanted to get some clarification, see if some money going to come my way soon.
Yeah. It
okay.
Is, December 3rd. There you go. I said three. So, yeah, you got it, ladies.
Okay. Okay, ladies. Thank you. Good night.
You're
good night.
Welcome, and have a wonderful Christmas. Thanks for calling. Okay, area code 203. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, good evening. My name is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Welcome to the show, Pat.
Thank you so much. First time caller.
Awesome.
I'd like to ask, what do you see between me and my son? We've had a real break Thanksgiving Day. Long story, but I basically told him until he can come and speak to me from his heart, I can't talk to him. I can't keep taking the criticism. He's got a brand new baby. He's my only child, and this is my only granddaughter.
Pat, what's his first name?
Terry.
Has he reached out to you at all since that time?
No. No.
And have you reached out to him?
No. I really feel like I shouldn't. I'm beginning to wonder if maybe I should. My fear is that he has never been able to apologize or take responsibility, so I'm afraid, you know, he may not or take a really long time, and I really want to have my family and my granddaughter.
Okay. Does he have a wife in the picture?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to tell you this from personal experience. If you leave this sit, you won't have a relationship with your son or your granddaughter.
If I what?
If you just leave it sit and don't do anything, you're not going to have a relationship with them. I am going to tell you that sometimes swallowing our pride is hard, but it's the only thing that works. And if you want a relationship with that grandbaby, you better reach out to your son.
Okay.
Okay.
What about him being constantly critical? Abusive.
I would
to
sit
me.
Down. I would sit down and talk to him and tell him you no longer want to be treated that way. And every time he does it, walk away from him.
Yeah.
Don't slam the door. Don't slam the phone down. Don't do any of that. Just walk away. Walk away with your head held high because you've done nothing wrong. Just to let him know that what he is doing is wrong.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Pat, I just want to state that both of you need therapy.
Yeah, I know. I'm in therapy, and he will never get it.
Okay.
That's what I mean about pride. Sometimes we have to swallow that pride just to be in our children's and our grandchildren's lives. And as much as it hurts us, as long as you do what is right for you, and that means being in that grandbaby's life, just do it. Okay?
I'm not sure. Are you saying that by me saying he'll never get therapy, I'm still bringing my pride in?
Well, if you don't reach out to him yet. You know, it's up to you as his parent to show him that what he's doing is wrong, but it's also up to you as the grandparent to be in that child's life. So sometimes we need to step aside and push our pride aside and do what's right for the little ones because they're what matters.
Right.
So all I'm going to say to you is reach out to your son and your daughter-in-law, make an appointment or whatever you have to do to go and see that grandbaby of yours
make sure you give her an extra hug from me, and God bless you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, the board is now open. You're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The board is open, so you guys call in. We've got lines open and ready to give you the best answers that we can. Whatever that it is.
I hope that you all understand that I am talking a lot of this today has been through personal experience, and my guides have chosen the words for me. So if you don't like them, don't accept them, change things. That's all I'm going to say to you. And for those of you that were praying for my brother-in-law, he passed on Tuesday, and I thank you for your prayers. At least he is no longer in the pain he was in. So thank you again.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
Okay.
And please continue to pray for Nina and her family, as you know, as well. And we're really sorry about her brother-in-law, but continue to pray for her family that they can get through this with some strength and courage. You know, it's hard.
And selling the house.
I'm sorry?
And selling the house.
Yes, yes, and pray that the house sells right away for Nina. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Oh, boy,
we have a countdown on. Oh, we got a call.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we sure do. Okay, area code 216, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hello, Linus. This is Patricia from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hi, Patricia. Welcome back to the show. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm good. How are you? And hello, Nina. I just called in, so wow, I just got in so quickly. excuse me. I'm doing good. I wanted to ask, this is regarding employment. I had talked to you previously. You gave me some suggestions and had downloaded the Monday prayers, and I have been praying that. And I'm working on self-employment areas with the grant writing, which I'm still learning, getting that foundation, but with the employment. I've been applying to positions like universities, libraries, that sort of thing. That's, you know, the universities and clerical support, that type of thing. And I just want to do something until it will hold me until I relocate to the Pacific Northwest. But for this month and until, okay, let me ask, employment-wise, what should I be just focus on now until I transition into, I guess, the permanent position that will just I can hold on to or just do until I transition into self-employment? I had applied for seasonal work at Target, but, you know, they were problematic. You know, they let me go after 3 days because I wasn't wearing a red jacket and blah, 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 blah. Anyway. but, yeah, like I said, I'd apply to UPS as a driver's helper, but that's only if you're needed and you don't know when you're going to get texted or anything like that. And so, like I said, just to get something going this month, and I mean Minutemen, I mean that's really I think because it's the end of the year and so on and so forth. And anyway,
Trisha, I don't see much of anything popping up. The only thing the angels are telling me is retail, because everybody is so busy right now that maybe you could find something in retail. You said you
right.
you we're at Target. There's got to be other stores in your area. That's where I'd go that route.
Okay. Yeah. That kind of makes sense. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Welcome.
I'll listen to the show.
Okay, well, have a great week.
Thank you. You all, too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah, Lennis has been booted off once again. I don't know what's going on, and I don't know how I am managing to stay on the air with her gone, because she is supposed to be the host. So, yeah, we'll just wait for a few minutes and see if Lennis happens to pop back in again. If you want to give me a call, the area code is 646-727-2914. And I will try and help you with whatever I can. Hi, Lennis. Heather.
Hi.
She's on hold. She's just listening to the show. So, we have no callers in the queue right now. How can I continue on in the show when you're not there? That's my question.
It kicked me out again. I don't know what the hell's going on. It just, I'm listening or talking, and boom, it goes down. All right. And then the thing comes up, end the show. Like, no, I don't want to end the show. Hell.
Yeah, no,
but anyway,
that's what it's doing to me too, but it's not kicking me off. So I guess we're lucky in that respect. But ladies and gentlemen, we have the 1 minute warning. If we do not receive a call, and I just gave you the number, within the next minute, Lennis and I are going to retire until tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe it'll do better. Were you through helping Patricia 216?
Yes, I was.
Okay. All right, because I see she's still up there, so I was just wondering. Yeah, let's call it a day. That's the third time I got kicked out during the show, and I'm like real livid right now with BTR.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But
well, we can close it now. I don't care, because I don't want us to start having calls and I get kicked out again. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's do that. Go ahead, then.
Okay, well, we want to thank everybody from around the world and, of course, in the chat room. Heather, always a treat to have you in there with us. And the folks that called in on the phone, we really do appreciate you. And, you know, normally our show just runs beautiful, smoothly, just flowing. So I don't know. I know we're in the last aspects of Mercury retrograde, so you know when you're in that, anything is possible, right? But hopefully tomorrow night we won't have any problems at 6 o'clock. Everything will go through quite well. I'm hoping for the best. And don't forget your prayers to pray for Nina, the house of sale, and also for her family bereavement with her brother-in-law. And pray for everybody, you know, even the people that you don't know that call in or don't call, just, you know, put those prayers up there. They do help. Believe me, they do help. I think that's all I have. Oh, on December 6th is the new moon. Tell you guys that. Forgot to tell you that. The new moon begins on the 6th, which is also the last day of Mercury retrograde. So that's good. It's a new beginning. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Miss Nina. I'll let you close us out.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening, this afternoon, wherever you are in the world. And have a great week. If you didn't get on today, please call us tomorrow night. We will be on from 6 to 7 Pacific Standard Time. Good night, everyone, and God bless you.
Yes. Good night.
Good night.
Can love take us over? There's magic here with you and I, and it's going to take us all the way. Let's find some kind of deeper conversation. Darling, if it's right, by the time this night is over, the stars are gonna shine on two lovers to love. When the morning comes, it's gonna find us together in a love that's just begun. By the time this night is over, two hearts are gonna fly to the heavens. By the time this night is over.